Good morning. It's time for the Clay County Corner, coming to you live from the historic Clay County Courthouse in Salina, Tennessee. For the next hour, the Clay County Corner will inform you of what's happening in our community. Sit back and enjoy the program.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, I'd like to take this opportunity to welcome everyone here into the Clay County Corner, coming to you live in living color on your radio dial, WVFB FM 101.5, Kicks Country, where we come to you each Thursday morning here at 9 a.m. in the morning. And once again, it's a pleasure for you to be joining us, and you're probably getting ready for at least your third or fourth cup of coffee if you're at home. But if you're some of the folks that are out driving around to and from jobs and things like that have us tuned in, we're glad to have you all with us this morning, and want to remind you that this program will be rebroadcast this evening at 6 o'clock. And it, of course, now this schedule could change a little bit here in the next little bit, because it's getting about time for district tournament basketball stuff, so sometimes those are on odd nights, so you know, we might get rescheduled or something, and we'll let you know about that. And we, like I said, we've got a special guest this morning. The mayor of Salina's here, Mayor Tanya Spears. And, of course, we're working together on some things here in Salina, and she's involved in all of those. Not only is she the mayor, I know we're working on this thing you've seen publicized a little bit, the HGTV small-town makeover thing, and also we're also committee members on the sesquicentennial celebration, which is coming up here, I believe, beginning on the official celebration on June the 13th and running through the 20th, and we're working on a bunch of activities that are going to be taking place in that. So everything here around Salina right now is kind of busy, and I know she's got a whole bunch of things that she's going to talk about here in a few minutes. But, of course, we'd like to once again thank all the folks that make this possible here, our sponsors, and want to remind everyone, you know, quit taking all your money to cook. We'll spend part of it here in Salina, and you know, when you come through town, pull over somewhere or another and get out, look around, and take a look at, you know, how some of the things have changed here in Salina. I think we've got maybe one new business over on the corner here where Miss Marilyn Boone had her home accessory shop, I believe. Isn't it the Raines family now that has a store over there where they're selling overstock goods? And I think they even have a Facebook thing where they're having a live auction a few nights a week. So, and I think that's going real well. And I know we've got sometimes things boom a little bit around here. But and I know we've had a couple of places closed around the square here while folks have gone on spring vacations. Hopefully they'll be back opened up here in a day or two. And we've got, like I said, just around the square here, come around and walk around, take a look, stop in, stick your head in the stores here. There are Willa's on here, the antique stores, and just look around. We've got things to do here. We just need some people doing it.
Yes, we do.
And I know, and with that, I guess we could take a little short break, come back, and before we do that, though, of course, we want to thank the folks over at the Chamber and the three-star committee, that downtown committee, and those folks that help make this show possible here each Thursday morning. And it's always interesting who we have with us here in the mornings, and hopefully we can get through today and not, I get this little voice in my ear all the time. We get to talking and carrying on, and this little voice says, you're done. So, but I know Tanya and I, she's got a whole bunch of things to talk about, and we're looking forward to that, and we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Macon Bank and Trust offers a new and better checking account with free e-checking. Enroll for e-statements to avoid a $6 monthly minimum balance charge and enjoy free ATM cash withdrawals at some ATMs across the nation. Free online banking and mobile banking with mobile deposit. Free online bill pay, MasterCard debit card, and 50 free checks at opening. Talk e-checks with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. Come grow with us. Third-party data or messaging fees may apply.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Welcome back, everyone. Once again, it's a pleasure being here this morning. And as we said, we've come to you here from the historic Old Clay County Courthouse. And I have Mayor Tonya Spears with us this morning. And I'm going to let her tell us a little bit about how she got to be mayor.
Well, Thomas, I ran for alderman for the city, and I feel
now, wait, alder person.
Alder, well, okay.
That wasn't nice.
That's all right. But anyway, and I was fortunate enough to be voted in as vice mayor by having the highest vote of the three positions. And our mayor, he after about 2 years, he decided to resign, some health issues and such as that. So I went to work at my regular job that morning, and that evening when I went to bed, I was the mayor.
How'd that feel?
That was a very fast day and a lot to take in.
Well, was it a little bit scary?
Sure it was.
Well, and did you have even an inkling? I know you had been to some city council meetings, for a number of those and all of that.
Sure.
And sitting on the other side of mm-hmm. the table, then all at once you wake up and say, hey, I've moved over to the other side of that table.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I'm sort of a loss for words. There's many words I could insert there. But it was really overwhelming, at first, and it was very unexpected.
And you walk there, and then you're responsible for the management of the folks that actually take care of the city of Salina all at once, aren't
yes,
you?
Yes.
And how many employees, all at once were you?
Well, about 40 plus.
Okay, and and I know as being on the city council, you had more of a limited view of things that went on. All at once, you're in charge of lots of people. How long did it take you? I mean, I know knowing you that you sat down and started studying everything that you now were responsible for and looking for ways to update, upgrade, improve, and because I know where you come from on a lot of things, because a lot of folks don't know that a lot of the beautification around the courthouse here and around mm-hmm. town that you were working, you were part of a committee that was doing things like that. So I know you had interest in the city from many different angles, didn't you?
Yes, I think you may remember when I contacted you about the courthouse and wanting to do some volunteering here, which was probably about 3 years ago, and then went on to help with that and with some of the courthouse, and then the beautification, for the Salina beautification. I think making things appealing to the eye and colorful and clean and striking, is a plus for our town.
And that's an angle we're trying to come from for a whole lot of things right now.
Yes, it is.
To get those folks that come through to stop at the four-way stop and stop again before they get to the next one.
Right.
I guess
is
a good way to say that.
Slow down and to see what we have to offer here.
Okay, now let's talk a little bit. You know, I know you've got a big list there, and I think probably the best thing to do is just start at the top of that list, Tanya, and I'll try not to interrupt you too many times.
Oh, well, I just didn't want to forget anything here. Of course, we're the town of Salina is going to submit a video to HGTV for their hometown makeover, and hopefully, you know, we can submit that video and be chosen for the makeover, and so we'll be doing that possibly on Sunday, the video, and Trevor Daniels has volunteered to do that, and you know, I just think it'd be a good thing. It's something different, you know. It could be possibly fun, and I hope everyone can come out and take part in that.
Okay. Now, do you want to expand on a little bit and talk about, you know, points of emphasis and things like that about what these folks with the Home Garden, they're doing? I know if you've watched their show that's on Home and Garden right now, I think they're from down in Mississippi, and they moved to a hometown there from somewhere else, and they're taking on remodeling jobs down there for folks. But they're going to expand that and do a type of remodeling an entire community, aren't they?
That's my understanding. You know, possibly homes, parks, historic buildings. They're looking for, you know, a town with, you know, roots, traditions, you know, history. And, you know, we have the historic courthouse here, and we would really like for them to take notice.
Because that's kind of the emphasis, isn't it,
yeah,
of what it's going to be centered around.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we've always, you know, the county has been proud of this building from the time it was built. And I know a lot of folks don't realize that when this building was built, the city of Salina was nowhere near it, was it?
Mm, that's right.
It was down on the river, and this building was, I mean, they built it up here, I'm sure, you know, to get away from flood and things like that. But actually the town of Salina was, I don't know, half a mile down on the riverbank from here. And this building was up here by itself for a number of years while the river town was booming down on the riverfront. And I know we said as a point of emphasis, you know, we've always felt like, you know, that this is a tourist attraction, but I think we've had problems trying to get the state to recognize the historic Clay County Courthouse as a tourist attraction. But that's one of the angles, of course, I think this thing is coming from now. But that's not all of it, is it?
No, it's not. You know, I like the idea that they're willing, you know, to actually update or make over people's homes. And, of course, parks and such as that. But it's, you know, you were talking about the history, and they're looking for historic. We've lost a lot of our history and our historic buildings. I remember as a young girl going down, you know, an old town and going through one of the old hotels and just thinking then it would have been wonderful if it could have been restored and saved.
Yeah, I can remember the hotel down there that the Brown family lived in. Of course, Miss Winnie Brown and my dad were cousins, so as a youngster, I can remember going down there and, you know, and walking up among the rooms in that old building, just a slight memory of that. But, you know, those things are all gone. And then I think another thing that a lot of folks don't realize, you know, we look around the square here and, you know, we see all the buildings, and there's really not an architectural pattern here of any kind. And there is a very definite reason for that. And that a number of fires that have taken place here in and around the square. Basically, every building around the square at some time or other has been affected by a fire here in Salina.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take a little short break. Come right back, and we'll continue on. Let's work in just a word or two from our sponsors so we can keep this thing on the air.
Let's face it, we are not the most patient people on earth. We've become accustomed to having instant solutions to most any need. Macon Bank and Trust now offers an instant solution for your spending needs with Card at Once, an instant issue MasterCard debit card. Come in, open your account, and walk out with your new debit card. No waiting. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria in food from making you ill with four simple steps.
This will be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skill, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone, once again. Mayor Tanya Spears is sitting here with me, and you know, that's a little something there too, Tanya, that I have relatives that are Spear,
mm-hmm.
and that you're Spears, and you know, and I don't know whether that all goes back to the same family or not, but I know that each kind of whatever branch of that is kind of highly protective of the spelling of their name, aren't they?
Yes, but if you go back past my great-great-grandfather, we were Spear.
Yeah, okay.
So, somewhere that is.
Well, I guess if somebody said, well, who lives up there? They said, well, that Spears much.
Yeah, maybe that's how it happened.
Okay, back to serious business, Tanya, if you would, go ahead.
Okay, well, of course, I was just talking about the hometown makeover, takeover, and for more information, we do have a Facebook page, which is Salina, Tennessee Town Makeover Project. You know, from the up-to-date information or any comments you'd like to make on that, you can just go to our Facebook page. And but hope to see some folks maybe show up on Sunday, maybe to take part in the video.
You know, it's great. You know, if you can show, you know, anything you do, if you show that local support, and you've got a whole bunch of people just milling around, walking around, or whatever,
mm-hmm.
and if it's a Sunday afternoon, it's nice and sunny, maybe everybody get out. Be here in town.
Yeah, that would be just wonderful.
Okay, what you got coming up next there for us?
Well, just a little report on Donaldson Park. As some may know, that back in September of 2018, when Mayor Rich was still in office, we applied to for a lease to take over Donaldson Park. And we submitted the letter and the five-year plan back in September. And right now we're in the process of a programmatic agreement. And it's done went through the State Preservation Office, and they've responded, and we're waiting on the local tribes to respond at this point. So hopefully we'll hear something soon and we can get moved forward, and hopefully take over the park.
Last question. You know, when Donaldson Park was created by the Corps, did they not do all those studies then?
I don't know.
You know, sometimes you wonder if you're repeating something that's already been done. I, you know, kind of make you jump through hoops to get to the prize at the end.
Yeah, sure.
And of course, we're speaking of there of the, I guess, doing some type of core drilling or something. If there's a mound of dirt to find, try and find out if that was actually a Native American burial mound or something like that. Mm-hmm. And, but look like everything is moving along. And, okay, now what about some of the plans for Donaldson Park?
Well, of course, in the beginning, it's about maintenance, you know, just maintaining the mowing. And the first step, you know, too, is to develop a long-range plan. But as far as, you know, maintenance, mowing, removal of undergrowth, just pretty much it needs some TLC, you know, first, of course, the pavilions. I know at least one of those needs a re-roofing, but major TLC cleanup.
Okay, and I know there was something that was said once about that maybe part of the park was ready for takeover and part of it wasn't, and that kind of thing.
Yes.
And the use of the park, how do we get more people aware of the park being down there? Are we looking at things like some signage? You know, we've got the one sign up here, and basically that's all we've got telling folks that Donaldson Park is down there.
Yeah, some signage, and eventually, you know, start holding some events down there to make people more aware of that it's there. You know, used to when I was a kid growing up, you know, we were over there all the time. And, you know, it's just slacked off over the years. But I think if we get some events going down there and we have some grant money that could be applied down there as soon as we take possession and could go toward the trail to refurbish the trail and some playground equipment and such as that. So I think that'll be a step toward reviving everything down there.
You want to tell us a little bit about those grants?
Yes, the $30,000 grant is a grant that was received from the county, and they want to apply that to Donaldson Park, and that can be used for the trail. And actually, we are meeting with a trail master next week and a landscaper. She's bringing along a landscaper, and they're going to take a look at the trail and give us their thoughts on what we need to do and how to best, you know, use that money.
Well, you know, looking for, you know, coming from the viewpoint of someone that does walk around the park occasionally, what are the chances of, you know, little neatening things like removal of undergrowth when you're walking around the park down by the Obie River, that you can actually have a beautiful view all the way down to the river itself? You know, is that something that's possible?
Well, of course, everything we do, we will have to have, you know, the okay, but I would hope that that's something that we can do. And long term, once again, you know, we have to have these permissions. It would be nice to build a possible walking, like a deck, sort of off the edge of the river, you know, where you can actually maybe fish from that.
Go on a pier and fish out in the river.
Yeah, it'd be nice.
Okay, and I do know that, you know, there are, it, like I said, it's a beautiful walk around through there, and it is, it's been maintained better the last year or two than there was at one time. There was quite a bit of erosion and things on it, but I know this past year that the mowing has been kept down, and the rough places are taken care of, and also, we still got our marble yard down there in the park, haven't we?
Yes, it's still there.
And it's in pretty good condition if you go down there and take a look at it. So I know we've got our marble building over at the fair, but I know we sometimes if you have one of these big-time marble tournaments, you need more than one place. And the one up there, I think, maybe is a little bit bigger than that one and that type of thing. So, you know, that's something, you know, and That's something right now that is a hot selling point for us here in Clay County, and that is this traditional roly-hole marble game, because I know it's received a lot of attention the last little bit, and I know the folks with the state parks folks, you know, they have the thing over at Standing Stone, and, you know, they're also interested in, I know one of the ideas we're kicking around here is to create a roly-hole marble museum or, you know, exhibition here in the old courthouse. And then another thing you mentioned, I want to, and that is the healthier Tennessee, which you haven't exactly said that, but that's a hot spot right now for grants and stuff, isn't it? The healthier Tennessee folks for walking paths and grants for that type of thing. So have and also just for a second, talk about the thing where we had the meeting about the sidewalks here and the upgrading with sidewalks here around the courthouse and around town, the landscaping, things like that.
Okay, the Salina Walks plan.
Yes,
the plan's been completed, but the overall, of course, it's a plan, a long-term plan, you know, and there's sections, you know, that are obtainable, you know, and it's to, you know, try to get our downtown beautified, more walkability, slow the traffic down. You know, they say that if the wider a street is, the faster the driver wants to go just because it's wide.
Yeah.
And, you know, you narrow things down just a little bit, it slows everybody down. That's what we want people to slow down long enough to see what we have here and possibly stop. But that plan has been finished, and, of course, there was a very long-term item on there to have a trail along the riverbank all the way over to Donaldson Park. You know, that would be a very long-term plan, but that would be a nice asset for us.
Okay, you know, just to walk up to Donaldson Park from here in Salina, I think that was part of that too, was have a trail that we could have walking from down the square here, like if we have some type of event here or an event up there that, you know, that both places are benefited by things like that.
Yeah, it'd be like connection.
Okay, let's take a little short break again. And I think it's time I read the birthdays for today. And remind everyone that we do have our birthday and anniversary giveaway here each Thursday morning. And to have your name on that list, you need to call 243-5574. And so you do that, and then we'll have a little drawing here at the end of the show to give away one of those ice cream cakes. And to get it, you go over to the Chamber of Commerce and pick up one of the Dairy Queen gift cards, take it over and trade it in and get your cake. But now, after we do mention the names, give us just a few minutes to get over there and tell them who won it before you go over to pick yours up. I know some folks are real anxious to get over there. They must be pretty good stuff. But today we have Jackie Bray celebrating the birthday on the 24th. We'd like to wish him a happy birthday. And then Courtney Scott's grandmother called her name in to wish her a happy birthday. So once again, happy birthday to her. And then also Miss Nancy Eads celebrating a birthday on the 29th. So Nancy, happy birthday to you. And then a pair of twins, Ayla and Evie Strong. They don't live in Clay County, but their great-grandma, Wealthy Strong, wanted to call them in and let the folks know that she has a set of twin great-granddaughters here that are celebrating a birthday. So happy birthday to them on their first birthday. And with that, we'll be picking a winner out here in just a little bit toward the end of the show. And remind you once again, 243-5574. And we got the Murphy folks just went by. We'll be back just in a minute.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed, and you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. Come grow with us.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria and food from making you ill with four simple steps.
This will be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the rain cycle.
Step
offering. Keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yes.
Cook. Make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole.
And chill. Refrigerate food promptly.
Yes.
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness, with a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists. They serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water. Your air. Your food.
You're going to need our determination. Our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise, we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. I know a couple of local things that are going on. Our basketball season is in full swing right now. And we'd like to do a shout-out to our girls' basketball team Tuesday night, who beat, I think, maybe the number one class 1A team in the state, being Clark Range, beat them over at the gymnasium here in a nail-biter. And our boys are still ranked in the top 10 in the state. I think they're ranked number 5, even though they lost a heartbreaker up in Monterey the other night. And it's getting close to district tournament time, so we'll have all kinds of basketball going on here in a couple of weeks. And the, I guess a quick note, the last note that we had about the hospital opening, I think the folks on Channel 17 out of Nashville did a story with Mr. Johnny Presley, and apparently he went up to Washington and told him he was up there to stay until they got something worked out on this hospital here for Clay County, and apparently they have. And I guess the gist of that story was that March the 1st now is the time for the opening of the clinic here at the Cumberland River Hospital, and that hopefully will be taking place after all of the hoops that they've made folks jump through to try to get this thing open. And look like maybe this time it finally that we're not operating on maybes, and if you do this will happen. Apparently it may be getting now ready to happen. And Tanya, we know that is a big plus for the city of Salina, the county of Clay, and also some of the surrounding areas. And we want to remind everyone, once again, if you don't use it, you lose it. Mm-hmm. So use our hospital here, use our clinics.
Yeah.
And they're nearby, and just the normal things you do. I know you walk by and ask someone when the hospital was open, where did you get your X-rays done? Well, I went over to Cleveland and got it done. Well, they did those same services here, and that it's things like that, little things that we really don't think about that can be the lifeline and the future of our hospital here in Salina. And that is that if our local citizens use it and make it a strong hospital again. Tanya, I'm going to go back to you. I've got off my soapbox now for a few minutes.
And in turn, it makes our town strong as well. Back to talking about our sidewalks and plans, we're also in the process of a multimodal access grant, and the plan there is to have a sidewalk, of course ADA compliant, halfway through Brown Street down to the four-way stop, and some also around the square, because we have some older sidewalks that are crumbling and need some attention, and hopefully we can get some work done there if we get that if we do get that grant.
Okay, and I know that there is a, I guess, is that company still working with on that grant, or have they completed what they're going to do right now? Or, but I know if we get a grant or something, that they're going to be available. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I know that, I forgot to, that was a pretty nice little grant on that to do that study. But, you know, that's basically the way grants work anymore, isn't mm-hmm. it? If you don't have really and truly a professional consultant that you're working with, some of these large grants are, I mean, it's impossible to get them, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? And that's something that, you know, a small town like Salina, a small county like Clay, you know, we're used to seeing these big announcements in the paper where someone around here close by got a $2 million grant to do something with. But, you know, the thing is, we can't afford a lot of those grants, can we?
That's right, because there's always a match to those grants, and we have to be able to do our part.
And a lot of them are 60-40, aren't
mm-hmm,
they?
They are.
You know, you're talking about, you know, a $100,000 grant that the grantee or the grantor kicks
mm-hmm.
in six, you know, the $60,000, and the city of Salina would have to come up with $40,000.
That's great.
Okay, yeah. What have we got next there?
Let's see. Also, we are in the process of applying for an ARC grant, which will help to repair the headworks of our sewer plant. We have some overflows and some issues with that, and we have to take care of that. So hopefully we will receive that grant, be able to do that. And also we're working on doing some fog testing to see exactly where most of our problems lie. You have infiltration of water along with your sewer, which we need to try to take care of that. There's several issues, but hopefully we'll receive that grant, be able to take care of the problem.
I think if we've been watching the news, it looks like the city of Clarksville may be in trouble with some raw sewage
mm-hmm.
leaking over into the Cumberland. And we definitely don't need that here,
no,
do we?
No, we do not.
And for more reasons than one.
Yes.
We're proud of our rivers and lakes, aren't we?
We are. Yes, we have two right here with us, you know, and I'd like to promote the rivers here in Salina. That's part of how we are, how we come to be, you know, River Town.
All right. What we got next, sir?
Okay. Also, we have applied when Mayor Rich was in office for a CDBG grant for water meter replacement, and we have received that, and we're in the process. That was a $525,000 water meter replacement for radio read meters, which helps with, you know, you don't, of course, human error, you can misread a meter, this, that, you don't have the misread meters, and of course we have, you know, 500 plus meters in the city and over 1,000 out in the county. So that would be a plus, and if we can get that finished out and get those in the ground.
Okay, and you know, how many water companies we got in Clay County? I know you said you the city of Salina also does some of the county water. I know we've got Northwest, we've got down Butler's Landing area. We got a lot of different companies.
Well, actually, Northwest is across, and then we have water lines that run into Jackson County. We have them that run up into Kentucky, and a lot of folks, as well as myself, didn't realize how much water we supply out in the county, in the Free Hill area, Pea Ridge area.
So, you know, that is, you know, right now, those of us here in Clay, we take that for granted, don't we, that, you know, if we need water, all we got to do is, hey, you know, get a hold of our local water company and You will run a line up to your house, and they'll put water in it for you. And it's something we take for granted. We're used to, we had to get out and dig a well or carry water from the spring.
Oh, yeah. Not too many generations away from that.
Okay, Tanya, carrying on.
Okay. We can talk about the sesquicentennial. And I am over the parade committee. And we have to get together. We need some volunteers. And the parade will be held on June the 20th, the last Saturday of the celebration. And the idea is to have like 25-year sections starting back 1870 to 2020.
With period costumes,
With period costumes, walkers, old cars, old wagons, just, you know, all ideas are welcomed, and like I said, we need volunteers for that, and they can contact me at City Hall, 243-2115.
Okay, and that word you just mentioned there is very, very important to this entire celebration. That is volunteers, and it's not just volunteering necessarily your time, but it's, I guess, another way to look at it, it's the volunteering of information and artifacts that is really, really important. I know lots of folks have certain family artifacts that they've had in their family for some of them hundreds of years, you know, that they don't want anybody to touch or anything like that. Well, you know, that's something that the Sesquicentennial Committee is very, very sensitive of, you know, working with these things. And, you know, if you have objects or anything, and you want to take a picture of them and bring them in, if it's a picture that you want to go ahead and give to the committee, or if it's an old picture of some kind, that we're set up to make copies of it on the spot and hand it right back to you. Because, you know, a lot of people say, well, I don't want anybody handling this, and I definitely don't want it out of my sight. Well, you know, we're trying to work real, real hard to take care of things like that. But the volunteering of information, you know, if you have old letters that, you know, that, you know, we may have some folks here that have letters that were written by great-great-grandpas who were actually serving in the Civil War. And, you know, they've kept those things, and they don't want them out of their sight. And, you know, that's what some things like that. They're just things that, you know, that we've had around forever that we don't think that maybe are not that important. But anything that's from any, you know, important period of history here in the county, and even back within the last beginning just a few years ago, because, you know, a lot of times here in Salina, in this area, we haven't been willing to offer stuff up to public inspection and for people to see it. And this is the time, I guess, for everyone in the county to see as much history of the county as they possibly can, and to be a part of it if you'd like to.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we really do need those artifacts, you know. And if you do have some of those items, you know, please share it with us, you know, where we can be proud of it as well.
I think maybe, you know, the process we're looking at here now, and we hope maybe some folks are listening to this. If you have an idea of some material you'd like to put together as a community, as a just a family, a group of some kind, if you will get in contact with, excuse me, Melissa White, and you want to do some type of, exhibit, we will provide a space for you here in the courthouse to have your things here for a period of time, and let everyone know that it's here, and come by and for folks can see it. And it will be protected if it's things like that, you know, that you would like to put into an exhibit. And, you know, going back to everything from our old sawmills we had to any type of grist mill, pictures of things like that, histories of those, stories of those. There are just so many things here that we can cover in this. But it's going to take participation by everyone here in the county to make this work. Let's take a short break, Sonia. We'll be back just in a minute. And we're getting toward the time where we're going to have to shut the door and put the livestock back up here.
All right.
But we've got quite a few more things to talk about, so we'll be back just in a few minutes.
Identity theft is the fastest growing crime in America, and fraud is a threat to all of us. That's why Macon Bank and Trust SecureLock makes great sense. This easy-to-use mobile app allows you to protect your debit card, turning it on and off as needed. And you can customize your card by setting certain permissions. Want to know more about how to protect yourself and your money? Then talk with us today. Macon Bank and Trust. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Come grow with us.
Alvin and the Chipmunks want to remind you to keep bacteria and food from making you ill with four simple steps.
This will be a walk in the park.
Clean, wash hands and surfaces often.
I'm waiting for the ring cycle.
Separate, keep raw meats away from ready-to-eat food.
Yep.
Cook, make sure meat, poultry, and seafood is cooked to the right temperature.
Fire in the hole!
And chill, refrigerate food promptly.
Bingo!
Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. The road trip to food safety starts at foodsafety.gov.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Grace Healthcare facility serving you from the heart, restoring dignity and rekindling hope. Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center specializes in rehab services for those who need therapy in order to return to their home after a surgery or illness. With a full staff of physical, occupational, and speech therapists, they serve patients' needs through multiple levels of care, including skilled, traditional, and respite care. Call today to speak with their admissions coordinator for more information. 931-243-3139.
Tri-County Electric offers our member owners several free options to make paying your electric bill a little easier. Bank draft means never having a late charge. Your bank account will be drafted on the actual date your bill is due. Due date selection allows you to choose what the date is, a date convenient for you, because sometimes a day or two makes a difference. Levelized billing is a rolling 12-month average, keeping the larger winter and summer bills from overwhelming your budget. Contact your local Tri-County Electric office for more details. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
You're going to need me.
You're going to need us.
All of us.
You're going to need our help with your water, your air, your food.
You're going to need our determination, our compassion.
You're going to need the next generation of leaders to face the challenges the future will bring.
And we promise we'll be there when you need us.
Today, 4-H is growing the next generation of leaders. Support us at 4-H.org.
Welcome back, everyone. Like I said, Mayor Spears is still with me here this morning, and I know we've got a couple of more things we want to talk about that she's got here. Tanya, I know you've circled a couple of things while we've been gone,
yes.
So I guess those are kind of important right now, so let's talk about them a little bit.
Well, I wanted to get back to the Salina beautification. The city does have a Salina beautification fund set up over in Macon Bank. If anyone donate, you know, feel free to do that. We would very much appreciate that. And last year we had, we received some donations that made it possible to hang the 7 baskets around the square, the hanging baskets that we had. And, you know, any of that, anything that could be donated. And also, you know, we need volunteers for that as well, you know, to help take care of plants and things in the summer.
And I know that coming into to Salina from the top of the Kentucky area, that we redid the little planter thing there last year and kept that thing. It was a great job on that one.
Yes, we worked hard on that. That ground was a little on the hard side, and we got all that set out. And we did lose a few plants, but we will be replacing those and working on that here pretty soon.
And I know a little unforeseen problem with that was that some of the plants were too tall, weren't they, that were in there?
Well, in the past, yes.
And obstructed view of the highway.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You know, we don't think about things like that till they get to be about 4 foot tall, do we?
That's right. That's like when you plant a tree and you put it too close to the house and wind up cutting it down.
Tell me about it. My first Christmas tree got to be about 40 foot tall.
Uh-huh.
Okay, Tanya, what do we got coming up next?
Well, and when we were speaking about the sewer and overflows and such as that, I wanted to mention, you know, to the public that We have a FOG program. We're going to meet on that and with the state, and it's about fat, oils, and grease. You know, I just want to ask everyone to be real cautious and mindful about, you know, when you wash that fry pan, you know, be sure and get that grease and fats in the trash, and that helps keep from having backups, because that stuff just gets really hard in our sewer system, and it causes a lot of problems for homeowners and us as well.
Okay, now what about, I can remember, do our restaurants and food places, excuse me, are they still required to have a grease bit on site?
We are discussing that. They very well do need those for their protection as well as ours.
Okay, I know that was a thing. You know, you had to have your grease bit pumped out every so often if you had a restaurant.
Yeah, and I think, you know, that there are companies that will come get that stuff, and they recycle that.
And also, I think in our sewer plant, I know I've heard people talk about concerns of someone that's bringing something here to be treated. And do we provide a little bit of service like that, where wastewater from somewhere else, where it's been partially treated somewhere and then brought here? Is there anything like that going on here where we allow some manufacturing company to come and use our sewer by transporting things in?
Not that I'm aware of a manufacturing company, but, you know, of course, our docks, they do bring down their waste
from the pump outs
and such as that. We do have that.
And I've often wondered about out in the county if we're still, you know, bringing in trash from the other counties to our landfill. I hadn't heard anything about that in a while. You know, at one time that was a kind of a hot topic. I know you're not not involved in that, thank goodness. Okay, I think, what else we got there? I know we're running short, so we got to get through this now.
Yeah. Just another thing, you know, about our trash services and our trash truck, we are looking into getting a grant possibly to replace our truck, but I've been told by the lady who is working on that it's very hard for a small municipality to receive a grant for a trash truck. So our truck's getting some age on it. You know, we've tried to maintain it, but even though it doesn't sound good for us, I still hope we can possibly be able to receive a grant to get that truck. But
do we just have the one truck here?
Yes, it's just the one truck. And I have actually searched online for possibly a replacement, but they're very expensive as well. And, you know, the old saying, you may be buying somebody else's problem. So.
Okay, and I'm sure that there's a little charge for the trash pickup here in town, isn't there?
Yes, there is. It's right now it's 10 for the homes. And like you were talking about the landfill, you know, I think they're getting a little more, maybe possibly a little stricter on what they'll accept. I think there was something about mattresses. I'm not real sure on all that. I won't go into that too deep because I don't know what
I think there's a shredding problem.
Yeah. So, you know, you know, I'd like to encourage people to break down their cardboard boxes and possibly drop those off over here behind the maintenance building or any of the box collection in town, you know, and that keeps weight out of the landfill and, you know.
Okay, let's go back a little bit and talk about our sesquicentennial celebration coming up. I know we're getting some things nailed down that are actually going to take place. I know the parade, and we're looking at the week, I guess a week and one day, beginning on a Saturday and ending the next week, of actual activities that are going to be going on here in and around the square here in Salina. And, you know, we're looking at, it's the Friday and Saturday of having vendors maybe here. And I know that we have talked to a number of people to participate in this. And we're looking at also volunteers there for, you know, stories and tales. If you have some family stories, historical value, of how grandma and grandpa got here, that kind of thing. You know, we're looking for things like that, and we're looking to do a whole lot of this out here on the courthouse grounds, around the courthouse. And I know something that I have worked on as part of this committee, and that is getting some of our local authors to come in here that day and maybe do a little show and tell of some of the books they have written. And I know we've got three or four, and I know something that I need to pitch out here at this time also, and that is the creation of a poster or a commemorative print for this. And one of the ideas we've tossed around, and this is for any of you artists here in Clay County that I would like to be a part of this, and that is trying to maybe create some type of collage using more than one artist on it, different artists from different sections of the county with a painting of a historic building in your community, a historic church, something like that, and putting all that together and making a collage of the celebration of the 150th year anniversary of Clay County. And that's something that we've talked about and something we would really like to do. But, you know, that's going to take participation by, you know, more than one of our artists. And I do know we have quite a few local artists that do some painting and some drawing and things like that. So, you know, that's something we're looking at to come up here in the next little bit. And also maybe looking at having some entertainment here in the courthouse up in the theater room upstairs on some of the nights of that week of the 13th through the 20th. So, you know, be thinking about that if you have a group that would like to come in and pick and grin a little bit. You know, we're looking for things like that to take place here in and around that time. And Tanya, we're about to run out of time.
Okay.
And we've got, I think this is one of those days where we can draw. Let me see what I've got in my handy dandy bucket in here. Just reach in there and pull me out a number, and we'll give away a cake here in a minute. Look like she drew out the number one. And number one on our list is Jackie Bray.
All right.
So congratulations to Jackie. Maybe he can have Susan come over and pick that up for him. and he might even share it with her. But congratulations. You're the winner of our birthday and anniversary cake for today. And with that, I think we'll remind folks that we've got a home basketball game Friday night with Jackson County, so come out for that. And I guess, and like I said, anyone, anywhere that wants to volunteer to be part of the sesquicentennial celebration, and that includes folks from anywhere in the United States whose families lived here. You know, some of these folks moved off and took things with them. You know, we would, you know, like to have access to some of those things. And so, you know, if your family's ever lived here and they happen to leave sometime after, you know, some of the grandkids got older, but if you had family living here and it's listed on the 1870 census here for Clay County, we want you to be part of that celebration. And the family tree thing, we got that going. I think you definitely have to have any information on your family tree turned in. I believe we said by the end of February. I believe that's what they said. And also the certificates for the first families, if you can trace your family history in Clay County back to someone who is listed on the 1870 census, you can talk to Miss White about getting a very nice certificate that shows the name of your great-great-great-grandpa that moved here into Clay County out of North Carolina or somewhere or another, and actually may have even moved in what was then Jackson County or Overton County or maybe even over in part of Kentucky at that time, that actually wound up being a citizen on that first 1870 census. And with that, I guess we'll sign off for today. Tanya, thanks for being here, and I think we've got to cover quite a bit of territory today.
Yes.
And hopefully we've got information folks can use, you know, about the city, about the Home and Garden program, and then also about our sesquicentennial.
Yes, and thank you for having me, Tom.
Well, it's been a pleasure, and once again, we'll meet you again here at the same time next week here on WVFB FM 101.65, Kicks Country on 101.5, and we will see you again at that time, and until then, may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet you again here next week. And with that, good day, Clay County.
Thanks for being with us today for the Clay County Corner on Kicks Country. We thank all of our interesting guests, and we thank all of our fine sponsors. Our sponsors take pride in and care about our community. So when the need arises, make sure you visit them. Or just give them a call and tell them thanks for sponsoring the Clay County Corner. So until next Thursday morning at 9, we hope you have a great week.